interesting subject. To learn, to teach. Unfortunately, a lot of people feel that halakha is boring and don't like it so much. And although most of my time in the Gush Yeshiva I'm a Rambam of Gemara, but I try all the time to write about halakha and to teach halakha from the sources till halakha lemaise, but to do it user friendly, that people will enjoy halakha. And I feel that sometimes people can learn mathematics, physics, everything in a very high standard, and halakha is just the bottom line. This book on Shemitah is one example that this book goes from the sources till halakha lemaise, but very user friendly and with charts and pictures and this science vision also. In the beginning there is a summary of all Shemitah, Ilchot Shemitah, and then you can see how to enlarge your knowledge in the continuous. Then I thought it's not enough, I have to do something also for high school. And I think some of you saw, I wrote this book, that it goes according to the sources and it's colored according to generations. Mishneh, Tanakh, Mishneh, Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, that can be learned in yeshivas and high schools according to the sources. Then I said, what will we do with small children, elementary school? So I wrote this book. This is a journey into the word Shemitah. Here it's in English, but inside it's in Hebrew. Here it's because of all the signs in Israel have Hebrew and English. But this is entirely different book to teach according to the sources. To teach deeply, but to do it in a way that will be good for Kitot Hei, Vav. Then I thought, what I'm doing with children, small children. So I made this game, like Go Fish, Go Shmita. This is the same. And Bezrat Hashem, in the end of the shiur, so each one will get a present. This can play always the children, always your grandchildren. Like this also you can learn in Go Shmita. And I made also for the woman at home, that will be shortly, that she know everything shortly, I made a Shmita magnet. This goes on the fridge. And very short, you can see all the green color is no Knushat Shvit. You can buy usually. You can use usually yellow. You have Knushat Shvit, but wasn't stolen in Shemitah. So also someone who doesn't believe in Heter Mechira can buy Heter Mechira. And brown is something that maybe was sold in Shemitah. And here are all the dates of those things. And on this, I added also, those are the main fruit and vegetables. If someone wants to know all the list, all the list of fruit and vegetables in Israel. Then I thought, what am I doing with flowers? To buy flowers in Israel, because if I write a list, no one understands on what I'm speaking. So I added the pictures of all the flowers. And here you can see that all those flowers you can buy without an hechsher, all Shemitah, because they weren't sold in Shemitah. And although you can see this is a problem in this day. This is a problem in this day. Between colors you can see very easily. And Shemitah is what I worked till now working on Shabbos to do the same thing. And Bezrat Hashem, I hope that in a few years, also for adults, also for schools, also in Hebrew and also in English, this is translated now to English. Most is translated already. I suppose in a month or so it will be out, that maybe people will try learning all the time halakha because they like it and love it. This is what I think is the real truth about halakha. Okay, now we start on Shemitah. Also on Shemitah, you know, there's so much to speak, so I decided Be'ezrat Hashem, I'm going to give a quick view on all the what you are not allowed and not allowed to do in Shemitah. Then we see something in Shemitah in Pshuto Shel Mikra. I won't do it long because each one of those things should be a few hours, and I'm doing it shortly. And in the end, I'll try to speak on modern solutions for Shemitah, and also the good things, also the tragedy of Shemitah in, I think, in a few places in Israel. Okay, so we start. Okay, we start with the Psukim in the Torah, and maybe someone will read us the Psukim, and we need five Psukim. Okay, someone. You manage.
Speak to the Israelites and tell them, you enter the land that I've given you, the land that the Spirit of the Sabbath. In some years you may sow your field, in 6 years you may prune your vineyard and gather fruits. But in the 7th year the land that's not a Sabbath is complete rest of the Sabbath of the Lord. You must not sow your field or prune your vineyard. You must not reap the aftergrowth of your harvest. You must not pick the grapes of your unpruned vines. The land must have a year of complete rest.
Okay, we hear on four things you mustn't do on Shemitah. You mustn't sow, you mustn't prune, you mustn't reap, and you mustn't pick. To sow, we know what is it. To prune, to cut the tree that it will grow better. To reap, it's not just wheat, it's also vegetables. Everything that you sow all the time, chad shnati, this is to reap. When you pick a cucumber, it's called to reap. And you mustn't pick. Pick is not just grapes, it's all fruit. So those are four things that we mustn't do in Shemitah. Someone asked me, is from Petach Tikva. All this building is not non-religious. And he asked me, his gardener and all the neighbors told him that they are going to plant in Shemitah, they are going to sow in Shemitah. What can he do? He told them, I'm not going to pay on the garden in Shemitah. So I said, okay, don't pay. Afterwards I told him, you know what, on cleaning, pay more. You know, they know how to do it in Avla. So he told me, is it okay? I told him that this is talu in chakire that Rav Kook does in Shabbat Haaretz. If we look on the Psukim, we see that it says what not to do. But there's another thing that the Torah says all the time, Shnat Shabbaton Yeh La'aretz. You have to do a Shabbat for the land. And Rav Kook is Choyker. Maybe someone can read Rav Kook.
Some say that even if the Gentile works in the field of the Jew is considered to be violating the commandment of the land Shabbat. Since the Torah associates the Shabbat with the land, as it says, and the land shall rest a rest for God. Therefore it does not matter who it is who labors in the work of the land, the Jew or Gentile. There are others who say that one may rent his land to a Gentile.
Rav Kook is choyker. If Shmita is just on the person, on the gavra, lotizra, lotizmo, or maybe Shemitah is also on the land. Also on the Chefza. Also Shvitat Ha'aretz. And Rav Kook says it's machloket between the Rishenim. If Shmita is just on the man, on the person, so if he doesn't sow, he doesn't prune, okay, so he doesn't like that the garden does it, but nish giferlach. But if we say that the mitzvah is also that I must see that my land is going to rest in Shmita, so also if I'm not doing it, just the garden does it, I have a problem. Because my land is not resting in Shmita. Because of this, I told this man to do what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, to mafkir, to ownerless his garden with Nei Shloisha. He goes to three people and he says it's hefker, the neighbors don't need to know about it. And then he has no problem in Shmita. It doesn't matter for him so much, he just must know that he can't do Kiddushin of Isha in this land. It's not his this year. Okay, he'll manage with this. And afterwards he can bite again, chazokate, no problem. We are continuing. The Torah says, as we saw before, that you mustn't sweep, you mustn't pick. But the Torah says another thing. The Torah says that the Shabbat products of the land shall be for your eat. Torah says, "Ve'aita Shabbat ha'aretz tachem le'ochla." If you can't reap and you can't pick, how can you eat? How can you eat if you can't pick? We are not monkeys that will eat straight from the tree. How can we eat without picking? This tire was Chazal saw this tire and Chazal told us that you may pick in Shinui, you may pick in a different way. What is exactly Shinui? This machloikis between the Rishonim. The Mishnah says that figs of Shmita cannot be picked by a special system. You have to do it in a different way. Bar Tanura explains that you have to do it, if you are used to do it with scissors, pick it with your hands in a different way. But Rambam understands that you may pick normally, you mustn't pick everything. You can pick a small quantity. You can't pick all your field. But Tanura we can understand. All the Torah we know, the Shinui, if you do it in a different way, it's not what the Torah says you mustn't do also on Shabbos. But Rambam is very strange. You mustn't sow also if you do just one. You mustn't plant one plant. Why may you pick for a few days for your family? Why may you pick small quantity? You are doing it normally. The answer for this thing, and this you can see in Chazoinish, that the Torah kanireh didn't tell us you mustn't reap and you mustn't pick. What the Torah means, you mustn't sow, you mustn't prune. But to reap and to pick, the problem is not to reap and to pick. The problem is that you mustn't show ownership. The Torah says about Shmita, Kili Haaretz. Kili Haaretz, everything belongs to Hashem, it's not yours. You mustn't show Be'alut. You mustn't show if, that it's yours. If you are picking all the field, you say, oh, it's mine. You may pick, but you may pick just small quantity, like a guest. This is okay, but you mustn't pick everything. This is a very interesting thing, because also the psukim and the teamim, the reasons, and the alakha lemaise, everything is together in Shmita, all the time, not always we have it in all the things in Aloha. I think in Chutzlar it doesn't like to work so much. One minute. Okay. We have another Posuk in Parshas Mishpatim who says Vashvi'it תשמטנה ונטשתה ואכלו אביוני עמך ויתרם תאכל חיית השדה כן תעשה לחרמך לזיתך. I think I don't need to translate it, it's on, right? This is better maybe. What the Torah means here, you can understand in two ways. One way that you should do an hefker, you should mafkir. It's a mitzvah on you to do hefker, to say I'm mafkir ownerless, I'm mafkir all my fruit and vegetables. But you can understand that the mitzvah is not on you. You have the mitzvah to open the gate. But the hefker, Kodesh Baruch Hu does. Afkata de Malka, Afkata de Gavra, or Afkata de Malka. Who does the hefker? The person of Kodesh Baruch Hu. If we understand Kodesh Baruch Hu does it, you don't need to say I'm after. Obviously say I'm after, you won't say, doesn't matter. Everything will be after any case. You must open the gates. It's not yours. You must allow everything, everyone eat from the fruit and vegetables. But you don't need to do myself after. A few months ago, students, Kita Zayin in Israel asked me, they went for a trip in Ramat HaGolan and they went somewhere that they saw a vegetables of a farmer, non-religious, and they asked me if they can pick it in Shemitah. He's non-religious. He didn't do any hefker. He doesn't believe in all this. May you pick it? What's the answer? Talui depends in those two ways. If we say that hefker is on the person, so if he didn't hefker, he didn't have aveira, it's not okay, but he can't take it. Maybe it would be gezel. If you say that Kodesh Baruch Hu hefker, Kodesh Baruch Hu did it, the only hefker, it doesn't matter, you hefker, you won't hefker, it doesn't matter. It's hefker in any case. Milchat Chinuch says that Bet Yosef thinks that the hefker is on the person, Chovat Gavra, and the Mabit thinks that hefker is Kodesh Baruch Hu, Afkata de Malka, and he thinks depends in those two things. If you, what happens if someone doesn't allow you to take from his fruit and vegetables? So what? What do we do aloha lemaise? Rav Kook said something that is not written anywhere before him clearly, but he learned it from Raived, and I think that in this thing we should poisek like Rav Kook. Rav Kook said, in any case, you should ask for permission. Rav Kook said, although it's yours, according to halacha, to the Torah, the food are yours. But Chazal didn't want us to get used to go to field or to the garden of our neighbor without asking permission. You'll go this year, you'll get used to go also next year. Because of this you must ask permission, and after this, so we have no problem. Because if you ask permission, so if we give you permission, no problem, he must give you. If he won't give you, so you won't take. Usually, religious people in Israel put in their garden a note that says, הפירות הם הפקר. The fruit is hefker. Anyone can take it. And like this, you don't need to ask special permission because it's written on the tree. ששת ימים תעבוד וביום השביעי תשבות בחריש ובקציר תשבות. רבי עקיבא understood בחריש ובקציר תשבות that you mustn't do plowing in Shemitah. What did you say? Okay? When you look at the Pasuk, the Pasuk speaks on Shabbos. Sheshet yamim ta'avod. It doesn't speak on Shemitah. And Rabbi Ishmael didn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Ishmael said, the Pasuk speaks on Shabbos, not on Shemitah. How can we explain Rabbi Akiva? One way, says Rashi. Rashi says that on Shabbos, there are a lot of things that are not allowed. Not just flowing. Not just Harish veKatsir. And because of this, Rabbi Akiva understood that this part of the Pasuk is on Shemitah. The Yad Rama, one of the Rishonim, explains in another way, very interesting way. He says that the Torah sometimes speaks about days and she means to say years. The Torah says, "Teshev anara itanu yamim o asor." Sometimes days means years. The Yad Rama says, all this pasuk you should read as if on years. Sheshet yamim ta'avod, shesh shanim ta'avod. Uvayom ha-shvi'i tishvot, uvashana ha-shvi'i tishvot, becharish uvakatsir tishvot. All the pasuk is on Shemitah. It's very interesting, although it's not so simple to understand, because we find in the Tanakh, in the Torah, that the Torah speaks about days and she means years. But we never find that the Torah will say how many days Shishayamim and she means Sheshanim. Days can be 100 days, can be 1,000 days, so days can be also years. But if you say how many days, it's more strange that it will be meant as years. And I'm going to show you now something, amazing thing. It's good that you are sitting with this. If you're standing would be too dangerous. I think that Rabbi Akiva is Pshuto Shel Mikra. Rabbi Akiva is a Pshat. And Rabbi Akiva that looks so strange, so wow, a far drash, is really a pshat. And I'll show you. You just need to take go out of this 1 minute. For this we have to go. No. Thank you. not going to do all the shiur of Pshuta Shem Mikra, although it's a very interesting shiur. You can see it quickly without doing the shiur. I'm not going to do it now, but I'm going to do something. This is what we saw just now of Yakiva and of Ishmael. Just want to say that Rabbi Akiva that said that the Harishu Vakasir Tishbot is on Shmite, this understanding that the half of the Pasuk is on Shabbos, the second on Shmite, the Gemara in Orayot says that sometimes Beis Din in English, if Beis Din makes a mistake, so there are few rules on what's happening when they do a mistake. But interesting thing, by Rav Zera, Ein Shabbat Bashvit, Beis Din, by mistake, said on Shmita that you don't need to keep Shabbos. All the year of Shmita, no Shabbos. So funny, so strange. But the Mai Tahu, they were wrong that because of this, Postuk, the Harish, the Kashi, this was connected to Shabbos, beginning on Shabbos, and this on Shmita. So they were wrong and they thought maybe on Shmita you don't need to do Shabbos. All Shmita is like Shabbos. And it's very strange. I mean, all this, it's not the pshat of the pasuk. We saw Rashi, we saw the Yad Ramah. And I'm going to show you something. Rav Kalman Kiana Ramaz to this thing, and I'm going to show what I think about. I hope it's not too small. Now it's in Hebrew. What do you manage with it? Our pasuk that we are speaking now, this pasuk is in Shmot Lamed Aleph, pasuk Kaf Aleph, Sheshet Yamim Ta'avod Uveyom HaShviti Tishbot VeCharish UvaKatzir Tishbot. Right on this we are speaking, VeCharish UvaKatzir Tishbot. There's an amazing thing that we can see if we look on Shmot Kaf Gimel. We'll see that it's exactly makvil. How you say makvil?
Parallel.
It's exactly parallel to Shmot Lamed Aleph. Exactly. Amazing. Let's start. Sheshet yamim ta'aseh ma'asecha uveyom ha'shvi'i tishvot. Shmot Kaf Gimel speaks about Shabbos. Where can we see in Shmot Lamed Aleph Shabbos? Which pasuk? Exactly. Kaf Aleph. Sheshet yamim ta'avod uveyom ha'shvi'i tishvot. We can see again Shabbos. Shmot Kaf Gimel, shalosh regalim tachog lil bashana, et chag ha'matzo et tishvot. שיבת ימי תוכל מצות כאשר ציוויתיך. פסח עם שמות כ"ג. איך אנחנו נשיא פסח עם שמות למד הלד? אקזקלי, י"ח את חג המצות תשמור, שיבת ימי תוכל מצות אשר ציוויתיך למועד חודש האביב כי בו יצאת ממצרים. אין אוסו כל פטר רחם לי פדיון בכור is also a part of פסח, of course. פדיון בכוירוס, מכת בכוירוס, this is a part of פסח. We're going to Shmot Kaf Gimel. V'chag ha-katsir v'kurei ma'asecha asher tizra v'sadeh Shavuos. V'chag ha-asif v'tleit ha-shana v'ospecha et ma'asecha min ha-sadeh Sukkos. What can we see in Shmot Lamedaled? Right. Kaf Bet. V'chag Shavuot ha-asef lecha v'kurei k'tsir chitim. V'chag ha-asif t'kufat ha-shana. Shavuot and Sukkot appears in both פרקים. שלוש פעמים בשנה יראה חול זכורך אל פני האדון השם. מצוות ראייה, to go, עלי על הרגל. כף גימל, שלוש פעמים בשנה יראה חול זכורך אל פני האדון השם אלוקי ישראל, כי יוריש בי מפניך וירצבי עוליך ויחמוד ישרתך ועל אותך לראות להשם אלוקיך, שלוש פעמים בשנה. Over here, you can see that in the end of Pesach, you can see ולא יראו פני ריקם, and also here, ולא יראו פני ריקם. You can see it's the same. It's parallel. Continue.
לא תזבח על חמץ דם זבחי ולא ילין חלב חלקיית בוקר.
this pasuk appears exactly the same language in pasuk kafei. Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi velo yalin laboker zevach av chag pesach. Exactly the same things about the korban of pesach and about chametz in the korbanot, both places. Yutet, Reshit Bikurat Matchat Aviv Beis Hashem Elokecha Bikurim En Shmot Lamedaled Kavav, right? Reshit Bikurat Matchat Aviv Beis Hashem Elokecha Lo Tevash El Gdiv Achalev Imo Basar En Chalav En Shmot Kav Gimel Shmot Lamedaled Basar Bechalav Lo Tevash El Gdiv Achalev Imo. Now this is grave, I don't know if you can see on grave. And where can we see in Shmot Lamed Aleph? Right. On top you can see, in both places. It's amazing. I mean, it's spelled out everything. But we have a problem. Shmot Kav Gimel. שש שנים תזרע את ארצך ואספת את תבואתה והשביעית תשמטנה ונטשתה שמי פאופיז עם שמות כף ג' בתבואה היא פאופיז עם שמות למדלת בחריש ובקציר תשבות רבי עקיבא understood that שמי זה מה תופיע עם שמות למדלת it can't be, it doesn't appear it's everything parallel between כף ג' למדלת it's not one thing, it's nine things. And Shmita is the only thing that doesn't appear in Shmot Lamedalet. Rabbi Akiva understood the Charish of Akatim Tishvot must be on Shmita. Isn't it amazing? Amazing. I mean, sometimes if you look on Chazal, you see something, you say, oh, it's Droshe. It's Rash. But Chazal didn't have a view of one pasuk. Chazal had a view of all the Torah. And when you have a view of all the Torah, sometimes Pshat, Drash, becomes to be a pshat. And I'm sure that I believe that Rabbi Akiva had those two prakim in his mind when he said that Bacharish Bakatir Tishvot is connected to Shemitah. Now I understand why I wanted to do this shiur on Sunday and not in Shabbos, because to do it without PowerPoints it's something different, right? I there are so many, it's so parallel that I couldn't find more colors in words. It's what? You know how words do it just to find the colors, just to be parallel. So there's no more colors. And I think this was in the mind of Rabbi Akiva when he understood that Charisha is, that this passage speaks about Shemitah and not about Shabbos.
Maybe there's a remnant also in Shmot Metalit if the Lashon Ta'al holds
into the refined Avodah by Shabbat. Look,
Avodah
by
Adamah is usually
by Shmita. Right, although according to what I'm saying now,
so Shabbat,
this is Shabbat.
I know, but maybe the remnant.
Maybe.
The Avodah is a remnant at the end of the
Pasuk. Maybe. So I'll speak in the end about what you are speaking now. I'll speak about what you are speaking now, and I'll say a little in machshove, in a philosophic way, what I think the Torah means in this thing, because it's very strange. Shabbos and Shemitah. Why the Torah wrote it like this? Okay, Rabbi Akiva is right, or we can understand Rabbi Akiva. But why did the Torah write it like this? She wants to confuse us? Why does she write it like this? Why can't she say it separately? I believe that the Torah wants to tell us Shabbos and Shemitah is the same idea. And because of this she writes it together. But we'll see Shabbos and Shemitah together. And I'll explain maybe now. So here in the... We can see that Shabbos and Shemitah are very, very similar. Both of them, you work Shisha Yamin, or Shisha Yamin is so, you do your Melacha on Shabbat, and on Shemitah you may pick everything. Yom HaShvi'i Shabbat LaHashem on Shabbat,
בשנה השביעית, עם שמיטה, שבת שבתון יהיה לארץ, שבת להשם, לא תעשה כל מלאכה עון שבת, אתה תחל אותי זרעה עם שמיטה, אתה ובנך ובחמתך, ואתה שבת עצמכם לאוכלה לך ולעבדך ולעמתך, ובעבדך אשר משלך, אינו סגיר, בעבדך וחי אשר בארצך, Shmita and Shabbos.
What's the connection between Shmita and Shabbos? Do you have an idea here? Abarbanel says the connection is the social side. Like in Shmita, the poor people can eat. Also Shabbos is that Leman Yanuach Shorcha, Chamorecha, Chayeved, both of them, that people can poor people can rest. The social site of Shabbos and Shemitah, this is the common thing between them. This we don't say now. The Ralbag says, Kavana achat lehem v'chidush ha'olam, ze b'yamim v'ze b'shanim. Ralbag says, in both things you declare that Kodesh Baruch Hu b'ra et ha'olam, made this world. This in days, in years, you stop working and say everything belongs to Hashem. He made everything. But maybe we can add another connection between Shabbat and Shemitah. If we look, we can see something very, very interesting. Shemitah has connection to Bereishis Perek Aleph. Bereishis before the Chet, Bereishis of Gan Eden. Bereishis Aleph Pasuk Aftet, Vayomer Elohim, הנה נתן לכם את כל עשב זורע זרע אשר על פני כל הארץ, and in Shmita, שבת הארץ. On Bereishis Aleph, לכם יהיה לאוכלה, you may eat it, and on Shmita, לכם לאוכלה, who may eat it, for who everything is belong, לכל חיית הארץ, not just for you, also for animals, also in Shmita, ולבמתך ולחיה אשר בארצך, את כל ירק עשב לאוכלה, תהיה כל תבואתה לאכול. Everything, all fruit and vegetables in Shmita belongs not just to you, also for the chaya, for the behemah, for animals. Everyone is the same. Like before the chet of Gan Eden. Like the Bereishis Perek Aleph. Like then that everything was belong to everyone. Then the man couldn't eat meat. Man and animals, okay, man was a little more, was a little, of course, more than the animals, but they were in a more similar position that no one could eat the other one, and both of them could eat fruit and vegetables. Would be for everyone. Shmita brings us back to Gan Eden. Shmita brings us back to Metzius of Kodem Achet, before the Achet. And I want to explain a little more. And I'll explain a little about Shabbos and then about Shmita. When you ask people, why do you do Shabbos? So usually people answer you, you do Shabbos that you can rest. If you ask all the goyim here, of course they'll tell you, Shabbos, Sunday, you must rest. But I think we can prove that this is not the main reason of Shabbos. The Torah says Zeman Yanuach. Torah speaks about Menucha. But it's not the main reason of Shabbos. We know the Torah says, as you said before, לא תעשה כל מלאכה. Melacha doesn't mean just resting. But how can we prove that main reason of Shabbos, it's not Menucha, but something else? How can we prove it? I think there is something that a strong proof. If Shabbos is Menucha, this is the main thing of Shabbos, it means the Shabbos was given to the human being, to Adam, because the human being is very weak. He's just a human being. He's not Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's not Elohim. He can't work all the time. He has to rest. Shabbos, according to this reason, belongs to something very low. Something that, oh, you're just a human being. He has to rest. But this is not Shabbos. How do we know it's not Shabbos? Shabbat Hashem. And who made the first Shabbos? הקדוש ברוך הוא. ויחל אלוקים ביום השביעי מלאכתו אשר עשה. הקדוש ברוך הוא מייד שבת. אם הקדוש ברוך הוא מייד שבת, it means that Shabbos doesn't belong to resting, to מנוחה. הקדוש ברוך הוא doesn't need to rest. אם הקדוש ברוך הוא מייד שבת, it means that Shabbos belongs to something very high, something that's higher than human being. All the Bria continue working on the Yom HaShvi'i. In Bereishis, Perek Aleph, just Kodesh Baruch Hu stops working, everyone, all the Briyas continue, the Jews there. Just Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vayechal Elohim Hayom HaShvi'i. Shabbos belongs to something very high, to something of God, and not something of human being. Chazal tells us, Goy Sheshamar Shabbat Chayav Mita. Goy mustn't do Shabbos. Chayav Mita Bidei Shamayim. We won't kill him, but Kodesh Baruch Hu, he mustn't do Shabbos. And it's not because it's difficult. Why the halacha doesn't allow goy to do Shabbos? Why? Okay, wants to make Shabbos. You know, it's a story, maybe it's a joke. On two yeshiva buchers in the States that learned together for 30 years, and after 30 years one of them told the other one, you know, I'm a goy. He said, a goy? Okay, we are learning 30 years together. He said, I wanted to learn Gemara very well, and they told me the best way, put a kippah, say you are religious, Jewish, go to yeshiva. So his friend told him, but it can't be, I saw you keeping Shabbos. And goy sheshamar Shabbos chayav mita, how is it that you are goy if you keep Shabbos? He said, what? You think I have Shabbos? Look, I have this handkerchief, I took it with me, metalten in Shabbos. Metalted outside. He said, his Jewish friend told him, but there is an eruv here. He said, do you think I rely on your eruv? But this explained us the problem. I mean, to take a handkerchief in the pocket, big deal. What is that? It's not hard, it's not difficult. And a goy can't make Shabbos. We don't allow him. A goy, if he wants, he may rest on Shabbos. He's just a human being. He may rest Shabbos, Sunday, Yom Shishi, no problem. But to rest is one point. To make Shabbos, lo ta'aseh kol melacha, this belongs to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This world was given to us for working, not for stopping to work, not for lo ta'aseh kol melacha. We should work all day. You want to rest that you can continue working? Okay. This is okay, you may rest, that you have koyach to continue working. But you want to stop doing melacha because lo ta'aseh kol melacha. If you stop doing melacha, not because you have to rest. First of all, you don't do what you have to do because you have to work all week. And second thing, you are not el kito shel melech. You are saying it's Kodesh Baruch Hu. How can you there trying being like God? To stop not to work in this world is just God. We are working people. We can rest. That we will have strength to work afterwards. But not a second melacha. You are trying to be like God. This is a chutzpah to take the crown, the keter of the melech because of this goy sheshamar Shabbat chayav mita. Shabbat belongs to something very high in Am Yisrael. It got Shabbos, it's an amazing thing. He got the privilege one day a week to be like God. Me'ein olam haba. This is the meaning of me'ein olam haba. To be out of this olam, to be somewhere high, that we can take care just of our spirit, of a ruach, and afterwards all the week should be another week, amazing week, because we had one Shabbos close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is something that appears just in Shemitah and on Shabbos. Nowhere else. The Bitui Shabbat LaHashem. Also Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Shabbat Shabbaton. It's not Shabbat LaHashem. Shabbat LaHashem is just on Shabbos and on Shemitah. Just on those two things. Also Shemitah belongs to somewhere very high. You are stopping to work a whole year in the land. A whole year. You understand that the land in Israel is holy. You understand the connections between Kodesh Baruch Hu and the land, and between Am Yisrael and the land in Israel. And also in Shemitah, you stop 1 year, but it's not that we think that all the years should be like Shemitah. We stop 1 year to have a whole year that all the nation is closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rav Kook says in the beginning of Shabbat Haaretz that what Shabbos affects each individual, Shemitah affects the whole nation. All nation stops working. No mischar, no tacharut, no competition. Everything is closer to Hashem in this year, Shabbat LaHashem. And after this year, Am Yisrael is in a higher level in the years that come after Shemitah. There are more things to say about Shemitah and Shabbos, but this is enough now because I have no time. I want just to finish in a small thing with the solution of Shemitah. 120 years ago, when the Jews started coming back to Israel, they had a problem that they didn't know what to do with Shemitah. Most of them were farmers, agriculture, and then Rav Shmuel Mualiver and the Gaon Mikutna thought of doing a Heter Mechira to sell the land to a Goy, and then because it belongs to a Goy, so you can do some of these things in Shemitah like all the years. They said that they'll do it just if Gdol Ador will agree. Gdol Ador then was Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. They went to Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector and he agreed. And in Shnat Taf Reish Mem Tet came out the first Heter Mechira. It's not exactly the first one, because 250 years ago in Hebron was made Heter Mechira by the Rabbi of Hebron, Rabbi Mordechai Rubio, and it's written in his Shut Shemen Amor, Shelot Shuvot Shemen Amor Siman Dalet. He writes a big answer about Heter Mechira. 20 years afterwards, Rav Kook became the rabbi of Jaffa, and he continued Heter Mechira. People think by mistake that Rav Kook started Heter Mechira. He didn't start, it was started by Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, by the Haredi rabbi, not by Rav Kook. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, Gaon Mikutna, and Rav Kook 20 years afterwards continued Heter Mechira. Ritvaz, and also Chazoinish, were against Heter Mechira. But Chazoinish tried all the time to find other solutions. One solution is Otzar Beis Din. This is the solution Rav Kook started and Chazoinish continued. We saw before that to pick in Shemitah, the problem is not the picking, the problem is that you mustn't show ownership. According to the Tosefta, that I have no time to show you now because I want to finish a few minutes that you can go to your next learning or other things. According to the Tosefta, it's written in the Tosefta that Beis Din took shlichim, took messengers, and they went to the fields of the people and they picked everything, all the fruits and vegetables, and they gave every Shabbos to each family. Consider to the size of the family. How did they do it? How can they pick everything? You mustn't pick Shemitah. the Oraisa we saw before. Chazoinish explains that because to pick is not a problem. The problem is that you have to show ownership. Beis Din can pick everything. Beis Din is not a personal man that shows ownership. Beis Din can pick everything, and also Beis Din are shlichim of all the public. Each one can pick for a few days, so Beis Din can pick for all of them everything. Also Beis Din is an amazing solution that helps us to pick normally in Shmita, and also we have to Dushat Shvi, the fruit is holy. It's not, wasn't sold to a goy, so it's holy, and this is amazing. According to Ramban, maybe it's a mitzvah in every kazai that you eat. I say for people that this is a mitzvah that women make more than men, they eat more salads. Every kazai, maybe you have a mitzvah. And also, if it's not mitzvah, it's Hadai Kedushe. Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem says, especially holy in Perot Shvi. But this solution helps us just for fruit. It doesn't help us for vegetables, because you can't sow in Shemitah, also bathing can't sow in Shemitah. It helps us for fruit or for vegetables in the beginning of the year. What do we do in the continuous of the year with vegetables? So sometimes you can find vegetables from the sixth year. But also this finishes sometime. So the other solution that Chazonish started was Chamamot u'matzah menutak, greenhouses and plants, not to do it straight on the land, but in pots. And this is according to Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi said that if you have a roof, so maybe you may sow also in the land, also in the earth. And Chazoni said that if you have also roof, and also in atzit she'enu nakuv, in a pot without a hole, or with a slate underneath, so you may sow in Shemitah. Amekel yesh lo al ma lisvoch. Chazoni started in this way, in Chafetz Chaim, but very small, to do greenhouses and pots. But it was in a very enlarged system in Gush Katif. Know that I'm helping the people of Gush Katif to go back on jobs. Baruch Hashem, till today we helped 750 of them to find jobs. Another 120 to open new business. We are helping with training courses, with coaching, with opening businesses, and Baruch Hashem, we have amazing also volunteers and professional staff. And Baruch Hashem, we succeeded very with a lot of Siyata Dishmaya, very well till today, although there are another 740 people unemployed. They were working people before, and because this I came, because Earth is burning. Every week, we lose another one that won't come back to Earth, especially people over 50. They have to learn a new profession, very, very difficult, and I'm trying all the time to raise money that we know we have the solutions how to put them back on the feet. And although it's millions to put them back, all of them, but every few thousand dollars give us to put another one and another one and another one, and Be'ezrat Hashem we are continuing with this thing. But in Gush Katif ahead, a lot of agriculture in Shemitah, of greenhouses and matzah menutak. They had million pots in everyone, a lettuce. And this is another solution in matzah menutak, in greenhouses, they know Kedushat Shvi. But it's another solution for Shemitah. There is also another solution that's less good than those, but you also can use it for Arava Dromit, south from here of Israel, and maybe this part is not Kadosh in Kedushat Shvi'it. Rav Kook and Chazonish had different ways in Shemitah. Rav Kook believed you can continue meanwhile with Eitel Mechira. Rav Kook said that he doesn't like Eitel Mechira so much. Rav Kook said all the time try to find other solutions. But he said Eitel Mechira works. Chazonish didn't believe in Eitel Mechira, but he tried to find all the time other solutions. Who is more machmir in Shemitah, Rav Kook or Chazonish? People think by mistake that Chazonish is more machmir. But it's exactly the opposite. Rav Kook is much more machmir in Shemitah than Chazonish. Chazonish had Eitel Mechira, Rav Kook had Eitel Mechira. But all the other things, he was big machmir. Chazoyin Ish didn't have Eter Mechira, but he understood also that we have to help the agriculture in Israel. And the Heterim of Chazoyin Ish in Shmita are unbelievable. I don't think that someone from Briat HaOlam till today had so many Heterim like Chazon Ish. There are a lot of people that have Heterim, I don't mean them. But someone like Chazoyin Ish and both of them. Why so important for me to tell you this? Because both of them understood we have to keep the agriculture in Israel. In the book, in the end of the book, I have a chapter called Rav Kook and Chazoyin Ish Be'anagat HaShmita. Rav Kook and Chazoyin Ish in the leadership of Shmita. And here, I made a table of 14 places in Shmita that Rav Kook is machmir and Chazoyin Ish is making. And why it was so important for me to do it? Because unfortunately there are people today that don't take not Rav Kook system and not Chazoyin Ish system, and then what's left is to buy from going. And I say this is not our way. Our way is to succeed in Israel with the agriculture of the Jews, not to break. Okay, so some things maybe we can't do. Also in Eter Mechira you can't do something. Also, okay, not everything you can do. But our goal is to keep Shmita, to be Mehadim in Shmita as we can, but everything in Israel, with the agriculture in Israel, and not to break the agriculture in Israel for things that people think that is chumre. More chumre to buy there. Also, v'chei achicha imach, also to give parnos and to keep the agriculture in Israel is also very, very important for us. Someone phoned me from abroad a few months ago. He told me, I'm going to attend in Israel. And I want to know what's going around Shmita that you can ask for me. I phoned the hotel. So the Mashgiach tells me, Etzleinu Shmita Lechumre. I know what is Shmita Lechumre. I know it's from going. I don't like it so much. I buy also based in Matam and Mutak, all this. Okay, but you can't. It's no problem to eat. You can eat. I said, okay, then I told him, what is the meat here? Is it glass? He said, no, it's not glass. I asked a few other questions. I told this person, look, Shmita, but man, azeh derabon. Fichin, all the derabon, tzeh derabon. Eder mechira, most poskim said it's okay. Okay, so, a lot of poskim said it's not okay, you want to be madrish. But the things of the oraita, this doesn't bother him. He keeps about Shmita, about I think that you should be Mehadrin as you can in Shmita, but sometimes things are upside down. People get it. I told people also to be guest one in each other. I also chapter here in Shmita. Litareach. I told someone, if you are already all the years to eat in someone's house, you are not worried of bugs, you are not worried of a lot of things, you can eat often in Shmita. No problem. But there are people that wear the simcha in Alon Shvut. Doesn't matter who, you know him, it doesn't matter. We had a simche, and he had relatives from Nevoch who came for Shabbos with his simche. He had to kosher all his kelim. To kosher that the Rebbe, he didn't mean to buy things for Eter Mechira. He decided to buy what they want. They want going. But he had to kosher everything because maybe he wants to use Otsar Beidin, Otsar Menutah, Eter Mechira. And I think that this is I'm ready to do chumrot in everything when it doesn't damage other ones. But to do things like this, I think this is not the way. And the last thing I want to tell you, and this I'll finish. I don't know what to choose. I said the last thing, but okay, it's two stories, so I can tell you. A year ago, I came to the States also to collect money for Job Katif. And I found myself in Manhattan one day between meetings, hungry. You know, everyone knows this place. I know in Israel where to buy everything. Manhattan I was a few times. I don't know if I see or you, I didn't know, I looked around, I didn't know. Then I saw a supermarket. So, I came in, I look what can I buy, and then I saw apple. I said, okay, I'll take the apple. I took a few red apples, and then I looked and I thought to myself, is there an halachical problem? Blue water mice noise, no problem. I saw that abroad you can see that very nice, and usually they don't taste like Israeli, but very fancy. But I thought, okay, I said this is not Israeli, no problem, it's blue water mice noise. Then I thought to myself, hola! Hola, Gemorin Kiddushin HaMetches says, Safek Ola V'chutz Ha'aretz Muta. Okay, no problem. And of course, Neta Revai also, Safek Neta Revai Chutz Ha'aretz Muta. But then I thought to myself, so what is in this fruit? No Tumot Ma'asot, no things of Ola, empty fruit, nothing in there. I lost my appetite, I didn't beckon it. I don't think that I didn't eat in the States, I'm eating all the time with Wizen and other places, and I eat fruit and vegetables, but then when I thought about it, I had such an ogmat nefesh that I lost my appetite. And now in Israel, people have also Kedushat Eretz Israel and also Kedushat Shvi'it. It's amazing. I'm a rimmel, you have a year in Israel that you can eat of Shabbat HaHashem. When I stand on the earth after Rosh Hashanah, I was so excited. I said, wow, I'm standing on earth in Israel of Shabbat HaHashem to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to eat something from Gan Eden before the... And unfortunately, there are people that just this year, they don't eat even Eretz Yisrael. And even Eretz Yisrael this year, they eat from Chutz Lars. Only this is the Eretz Yisrael. So I'm so glad this year that I have also Eretz Yisrael and also Shemitah. The only thing I'm worried is that Shemitah is running away. Already a few months passed and not so many times on Shemitah. What is this? Okay. And the last thing, I went a few months ago to a shop of Atar Haaretz. Atar Haaretz is by people, they are from Gush Katif, most of them. And they give products that all of them are mehadrin, but all of them Jewish. Otzar based in Matzah Menutak, all those things. I went to a shop of Otzar Haaretz in Efrat. And I heard a woman ask the moher, Efo,